Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Last night, the Billboard Music Awards were handed out, and they honored the recent loss of Eddie Van Halen, who passed away following his battle with cancer at the age of 65. And they honored him by showing a clip of Van Halen, I think from the Billboard Music Awards in 2015. Performing live. And Van Halen did not perform live on very many TV shows, so this was kind of a rare thing. And it was just a great memory. And Kelly Clarkson, who was the host of the Billboard Music Awards, said that we lost a great one. Indeed, we did. Eddie Van Halen recognized last night at the Billboard Music Awards. And last night, Post Malone was a huge winner. I think he was nominated for 16 awards, and he won 9. And, you know, I haven't known that much about Post Malone, but I became interested last night. And, you know, the guy really, as a person, he really defies his visual image. I mean, he's got tattoos all over his face. I mean, he looks like this just menacing creature. And I hear this guy in these acceptance speeches that I'm thinking, wow, this guy's pretty impressive. So anyway, we're going to play some of the winners from the Billboard Music Awards last night throughout our show this afternoon. I'm Scoot, glad you're with us. Governor John Bel Edwards is holding a press conference at 2 o'clock this afternoon. We, of course, will carry that live right here on WWL Radio, and we will be here afterwards to talk about what the governor says or to simply move on with the show. A lot to talk about. Which one of the fast food restaurants do you think has the slowest drive-through line? Which one has the slowest drive-through line? What's interesting is the one that has the slowest drive-through line, according to this study, is the one that also is credited with having the most accurate orders. In other words, the least mistakes. So is it worth the wait? We'll talk about that a little bit later. And also, in the final hour, I do want to talk a little bit about the Billboard Music Awards, and then also talk about some of the new music that's out today, but really focus on what was your favorite decade of music. And we'll do the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, dominated by grunge, the 2000s, or the last 10 years. What's your favorite decade of music? And why? Also, we'll talk to B97 FM program director Jammer. He'll join us on the show to give us his insights into the Billboard Awards last night. Okay, I want to be honest about this. I'm sure Kelly Clarkson is a really nice person, but to me, she has got to have the best agent in Hollywood, because I just don't get it. I don't get her personality. I don't get her appeal. I don't get why she is so prominent in so many areas. Again, I think she's got one hell of an agent, obviously. But again, this is not criticism of her as a person. I just don't understand the Kelly Clarkson appeal. Okay, let's start out by talking about this ridiculous retweet of President Trump's. On Tuesday, President Trump retweeted a very controversial article that alleges that U.S. troops did not kill Osama bin Laden in May of 2011. They killed a body double. So when you retweet something, you kind of take ownership of it. And the former SEAL Team 6 trooper, Robert J. O'Neill, who's the guy who shot him, said, no doubt, he's dead. And he said in a tweet, very brave men said goodbye to their kids to go kill Osama bin Laden. We were given the order by President Obama. It was not a body double. Thank you, Mr. President. Happy birthday. The U.S. Navy turned 245 years old the day that Trump retweeted that bizarre tweet. Also, it seems pretty obvious to me that there's a lot of COVID-19 still out there, and it's really spreading all over the place. So, you know, let's continue to be careful. I was happy to hear First Lady Melania Trump say that their son, Barron, who is, I think, 14, he is tall. Man, he's a tall, good-looking kid. He did test positive for a COVID-19, but he is now negative and is doing just fine. So that's very, very good news. And also now staff members with the Kamala Harris campaign have tested positive. So this is causing a little disruption there. Look, it's still out there. And as careful as I am, there's no guarantee I'm not going to get it. As careful as you are, there's no guarantee you're not going to get it. I hope you're being careful. And I still think it's just really sad that there has been this parallel with being a man or being a confident woman and not wearing a mask. Because I just don't think those two things really work together. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon about anything we talk about, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. I will tell you this. There are times this afternoon I will be expressing my opinions. You may not agree with all of my opinions. Some of you will agree. And that's the beauty of America. That's the beauty of talk radio. There's a case in New Hampshire. I'm sorry, New Jersey. A case in New Jersey where a 17-year-old student was about to start a virtual learning class for his high school. And a teacher told him that if he wanted to be part of the class, he had to take down the Trump banner behind him at his home. So this is another one of those situations where is the home an extension of the classroom? At what point is the home just right to privacy? If it's virtual learning and your home is part of the classroom and other people see it, should it be treated like it's the classroom? We're going to talk about that starting in just a few minutes. Also, I want to share with you some of John Kennedy, Senator John Kennedy's questioning yesterday of Amy Coney Barrett. Look, I love John Kennedy. I don't agree with a lot of what he says. I don't agree with a lot of his policies. But, you know, the guy is, I don't know, there's something kind of lovable about him. I know not everybody agrees with that, but I think there's something lovable about John Kennedy. And he's a real down-home kind of country guy, very smart guy, but he just comes across as just like country folk. Here was one of the questions, and these are pressing questions. These are the questions that only Senator John Kennedy would have the gall to even ask a nominee for the Supreme Court, like this question.
Do you hate little warm puppies?
I do not hate little warm puppies.
Okay. I just want to get all that clear.
I'm glad that's cleared up. Because I don't know about you, but that, you know, all this controversy about Amy Coney Barrett, all this controversy about her being pushed through and rushed through and how conservative she is and she's Catholic and all that controversy, that doesn't even hold a candle to the idea that she may not like warm little puppies. Now, here was another question that Senator Kennedy asked her.
Do you support science?
I do, and I help my children with their homework when they're trying to learn it.
You're sure of that?
I am sure. I believe in science, and I support science.
Okay. That's good to know, right? Here is another question that Senator John Kennedy asked ACB.
Are you a racist?
I am not a racist, Senator Kennedy.
You're sure?
I'm positive.
You know, the interesting thing is that, you know, most people who really are racist, they're not going to tell you they are. And I'm not saying that she's not. I'm not saying that she is. But that's an interesting question to ask people. And how often do I get calls on this show when we talk about racial issues? And the phone conversation starts with, I'm not a racist, but. And, you know, people who are racist, they're not going to be quick to tell you. Because the truth is, they really don't think they're racist. I mean, I guess some are proud of it, but most people who are racist don't even recognize that. Okay, one more important question from Senator John Kennedy to ACB yesterday.
Are you against clean air, bright water, and environmental justice?
I am not against any of those things. Those are policies that the Congress has pursued in many statutes, and I think we all reap the benefits of when those statutes work.
But the main thing to remember from the questioning yesterday was Senator John Kennedy got it out of her. She does not hate warm little puppies. So what about virtual classrooms and students being at home and things in the background? Now, recently here in New Orleans, we had a case where there was a young boy who his brother brought a BB gun into the room, and the kid was suspended. I think at first he was expelled, ended up being suspended from school. You know, I thought that was a mistake. I thought that was an overreach because of the way it happened and because of what it was. But what about a political banner hanging behind a student? There's a case in New Jersey that we'll talk about here coming up here in just a few minutes. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. It's Thursday. We are heading into the weekend. It's going to be cooler by tomorrow and very nice on Saturday. And here is here's the big winner from last night's Billboard Music Awards, Post Malone. The song is called Take What You Want. This is really an extraordinary person whose character defies his visual look. And while this might not be your genre, and it's not my favorite genre, I respect it, but I don't embrace it. I mean, I guess I do embrace it, but it's not my favorite genre. But I totally respect the talent that it takes to do it. And Post Malone is a major talent. Here's one of his songs. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. You know, we're all about to lose our minds between the pandemic and politics. It's a very, very tense time to be alive, and we have to do the best we can to find ways to maintain our sanity. I'm Scoot. It's a beautiful Thursday afternoon. Tomorrow when we get together, it's going to be a lot cooler than it is right now. It's going to be, I think, a high tomorrow, 74. High on Saturday, 74, then maybe up to 82 on Sunday. But it looks like it's going to be a really, really nice weekend. There have been a number of news stories about President Trump supporters claiming that they were discriminated against because they're supporting Trump. Stories of discrimination are based on wearing a Make America Great Again hat or showing support for Trump, including a man claiming that he was thrown out of a bar in New York for wearing a MAGA hat. Recently, there was the fake news that Goodyear had a dress code that banned Make America Great Again hats, but allowed Black Lives Matter items to be worn. That proved to be fake news even after President Trump called for a boycott of Goodyear. The closer we get to Election Day, November 3rd, the heightened state of sensitivity on both sides of the political aisle is ramping up to the point where logic has given way to unconditional love or unconditional hate of President Trump. And yesterday on the show, we were talking about which group is more likely to vote. Which group do you think is more motivated to vote? The pro-Trump supporters or the anti-Trump voters? On the Fox News website, it was reported that a teenager in New Jersey was ordered to remove a Donald Trump banner hanging behind him at his home during a virtual learning class. The headline of the Fox News story read, New Jersey schooler says teacher ordered him to take down Trump banner at home before virtual class. The secondary headline was, the teen's mother said the incident shocked her. This 17-year-old from Toms River High School in Toms River, New Jersey, explained that his teacher said, Anthony, take the sign down, referring to the Trump banner behind him. Anthony said he was on his cell phone. He kind of looked up and then looked down. He said he wanted to make like he didn't really hear the teacher. Then the teacher repeated the order, take the Trump banner down. And if he didn't, Anthony would not be allowed to participate in the virtual class. Anthony said, I waved goodbye, and I was gone. Anthony's mother, Tara, said she was shocked by the incident and defended her son, saying, my son takes his academics very seriously. And for this teacher to kick him out of learning that day for something that was in my home, I don't think he should have been kicked out of that class for that. It bothers me because it's my home. He's an honor roll student, and it's in my house. For this teacher to tell him to take it down and kick him out of the class is absurd. I think they have to make an apology to my son. School district officials in New Jersey are investigating the incident. They did not comment other than release a brief statement saying that the student did have the right to hang the Trump banner behind him, and that the teacher ordering him to take it down was not congruent with district policy. Could this be a case where a teacher is so anti-Trump that the teacher crossed the line because of his personal political beliefs? That seems to be the case. The political climate is so hot right now that a banner, a cap, a shirt bearing the name of Trump or Biden is being perceived as a message of hate, when in reality, it's just a message of support for a candidate. But this is where we are in 2020. Whether you believe Trump must win re-election or you believe that Trump winning re-election will be a disaster, isn't it important for us all to remember that this is America and we should respect the rights of others to freely support the candidate of their choice? The pandemic-inspired necessity of virtual classrooms has created a conflict between our right to privacy at home and what is appropriate in the classroom. And I have complete respect for our right to privacy, but in fairness, maybe it's time to reassess some of the rules concerning the home settings when it comes to virtual classrooms because other students are exposed to your home. And I think there's a strong argument for banning all clothing items supporting any candidate or any political cause. But shouldn't we also learn to not be so affected by the sight of someone wearing the clothing item that supports a candidate we oppose? If there are rules banning clothing that promotes candidates, then it stands to reason that the rules can be extended to a banner hanging behind a student in his home during virtual learning. Most high school students are too young to even vote. So wearing a Trump shirt or a MAGA cap or a Biden 2020 or a Trump 2020 a clothing item, it's not really, you know, you're not really promoting or influencing potential voters because most high school students are too young to vote. Because of the tense political climate of this year, 2020, I understand rules that ban promoting any candidate on campus or in the workplace. But don't you think the ultimate lesson is whether or not on a school campus or in a workplace that we should learn the fundamental American right that we have to support a candidate that we like and that others have the right to support a candidate we don't like? It just seems like we've become just overly sensitive to Trump-Biden stuff. I mean, everybody has a right to support the candidate of their choice. And yet that seems to be lost here. And I understand why people are banning political stuff on campus and in the workplace. But I think maybe it's time for us to think about the bigger lesson, which is, wait a minute. You have a right to support Trump. You have a right to support Biden. And maybe that's something we should support more than anything. If you want to join us with a comment, the Mortgage Financial Talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Senior Studio Producer Ian Hope with a quick update on a couple of your text messages.
As far as this virtual learning, I feel that every student should be required to have a solid color backdrop with nothing on it to solve this problem.
Well, that would solve the problem. I don't care if somebody's microwave or refrigerator or things like that are in the background. You know, there are some rules most schools have, like, you know, you can't be in your bed. I think it was wrong to discipline that kid here. I think it was in the fourth grade here in the New Orleans area because his brother brought a BB gun into the room. But that's something that doesn't need to be on display for every. All right, I'm Scoot, and I'm back. Pardon the interruption. We just had a little disconnect between my home studio here and my apartment in downtown New Orleans and our Jefferson Financial Studio back at the radio station. We're talking about this case in New Jersey. And again, I think the real message here is to respect that we have the right to support the candidate of our choice, and that a Trump or a Biden shirt or hat or whatever should not automatically be perceived as hate speech. Ian, let's do another text.
This is in regard to the cuts that we played about Senator Kennedy. Says Kennedy had to ask those dumb questions because all day long the Democratic senators assumed and alleged that she was a hateful racist that does not believe in science and climate change, etc.
All right, good for John Kennedy. But again, the main thing that he got out of her, the main thing he got out of ACB, was that she does not hate warm little puppies. And I don't know about you, but I don't want anybody sitting on the Supreme Court that hates warm little puppies. By the way, competing town hall meetings tonight. This was the date of the second presidential debate between Trump and Biden. It was going to be virtual. But there was confusion over that. Trump didn't want to participate, so it didn't happen. So NBC is having a town hall with President Trump at 7 o'clock tonight. ABC is having a town hall with Joe Biden at the same time, 7 o'clock tonight. We'll have highlights from both of those town meetings, and we'll talk about that on the show tomorrow. But yeah, but tomorrow's free for all Friday, so yeah, we'll have some highlights from the town hall meetings, but we'll be as light as we can since it is free for all Friday. From Metairie, Charlie, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot.
Good morning. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. Oh, the hypocrisy. Scoot, do you want to talk about Trump retweeting a tweet about SEAL Team 6 not killing Bin Laden? You ain't said a word about the emails that Ty Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, your vice president, to Burisma. The hypocrisy of it all, Scoot. You have hypocrisy. Let's talk about all the facts. Joe Biden lied. Charlie. He lied to the public. The emails bear it out, Scoot.
Charlie, it's 1:37. This show lasts until 4 o'clock. I have that to talk about. I haven't gotten to it yet, but it's coming up, and it'll happen right now because you brought it up.
I always love your show, Scoot. I love your show. But you are so against Trump. The bias you show, the animus you show daily against President Trump. I mean, dude, and the whole media does it. Finally, Wolf Blitzer stood up to Nancy Pelosi 2 days ago, and she didn't know how to act. What are you, a Republican plant? You got to stop all this hypocrisy. It's what he said this, but they didn't say that. Come on, Scoot. Be fair to everybody, Scoot. Be fair to everyone.
Charlie, I am fair to everyone. I'm as fair to everyone as Fox News and Rush and Hannity are to everyone. I'm honest with my opinions. I'm glad you had a chance to call the show. I'm glad, even though we disagree, you like the show. But don't get mad at me if Trump retweets something about how the Navy SEAL team killed an Osama bin Laden double. I mean, that is inappropriate. So don't get mad at me over that. We're just getting ready with the show. We're just getting underway here. And I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, couldn't go back to sleep, And I started looking up some of the stuff about Hunter Biden. It's all over Fox News. And this seems to be part of a concerted effort on the part of conservative media to bring up things that have been questioned. There are questions about this stuff. I mean, I'm going through pages of this stuff, and it's not as cut and dry as you have been led to believe. And what I've said all along is, if it's such a cut and dry case, then why have Republicans let you down? Why has President Trump and why has the Republican Party allowed Hunter and Joe to get away with it? And as far as like this hard drive and this computer thing, there seems to be a reluctance to allow an independent source to verify it. I'm not refusing to talk about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. If what they did was wrong, I said a long time ago, they should be in jail. But the question is, why are there no charges? Why are the Republicans perhaps complicit in this? I don't think they are, but I don't think this is as cut and dry as a lot of people would have you believe. There are a lot of accusations out there. And Fox News has an angle. And the last caller, Charlie, he could say the same thing to Fox News that he says to me. Why aren't you fair to everybody? It's because we have opinions. It's a very tense political year. And I feel like I'm fair. I have my opinions, and I let you express your opinions. But, you know, look, this whole thing with Joe Biden, it's being pushed by Fox News. If CNN or MSNBC promoted, well, I mean, in some ways they did with President Obama. And conservatives criticized CNN and MSNBC for using their networks to help reelect President Obama. That is no different from what Fox News is doing right now. I'm not criticizing it. They have a right to do it. I'm just recognizing the reality of it. If you want to join us with a comment, the Mortgage Financial Talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So the Billboard Music Awards were held last night, and I didn't see all of it, but I saw much of it. And, you know, there were some interesting awards. A lot of it had to do with digital stuff. And there were some interesting awards. This was not like the Grammys or the MTV Music Video Awards. There were some interesting awards. And the top country concert tour went to George Strait. And we'll tell you who won the award for the top rock tour. But the top country tour award went to George Strait. He's been around for a while. And throughout the show this afternoon, we will occasionally drop in some of the winners from the Billboard Music Awards last night. I'm Scoot. I'm your Law & Order talk show host, and we'll be back on WWL. I'm Scoot. It's a Thursday afternoon, so we are heading into the weekend, which is great news, and really it's going to feel great tomorrow and over the weekend. Let me get back to your calls. Our Mortgage Financial Talk and text line is 504-260-1870. From New Orleans, Dennis, welcome to our show.
Hey, Scoot, how are you?
I'm good.
I want to ask you, did you hear anything today about the Biden camp coming down with coronavirus?
I heard Kamala Harris staffers, a couple of staffers had it.
Do you know exactly who it was?
No, I don't.
Somebody said it was the media consultant or something of that nature.
Yeah, I don't know, but apparently there's just been a scare and a little bit of a temporary shakeup now with plans because of that.
Okay, that was all I wanted to know, if you had heard anything and if there was any
okay.
truth to
it. Yeah, well, there's truth that that somebody, maybe one or two people in the Harris campaign, tested positive. So that's causing some things to be rearranged. But beyond that, I don't know. I'm sure we'll get more details on that today.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Dennis, glad you called. Let's go to Covington. Sandra, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. I want to make a comment about Charlie, that caller you had.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I think he's absolutely right. We all know, we can tell the way you talk, that you hardly ever say anything about the Biden side. Also, you always say, absentee voting, it's great, it works. Well, it doesn't seem to work in Ohio's Franklin County. Seems nearly 50,000 voters getting wrong absentee ballots. So when Trump says if he loses, it might not be fair, it's because this stuff going on. I don't put anything past the Democrats. They've been trying forever to get this man out of there. And how you cannot say anything about what came out with Biden and his son that's been going on for God knows how long.
Well, I have talked about it. Sandra, exactly. I have talked about it. Sandra, I'm not.
Let's be fair.
I'm not going to argue with you. I've brought this up before. Well, I'm not going to argue with you when you're wrong. I mean, I have said something about Biden and Hunter Biden and the whole thing on and off over time. And there's a lot that is still not known. And here's the other question. If I am full blown for Biden, if I use my show to promote Biden every day, what difference does that make? Is that wrong?
It does make a difference, but don't call yourself
why?
Fair.
And tell me why it makes a difference.
The rest of the media.
Tell me why
you're
it makes
not
a difference.
Independent, that's for sure. We all know that.
I am okay? Registered independent. Tell me why it makes a difference if I use this show to promote Joe Biden.
Go look and see what you're voting. But
tell me,
you're not
tell me, Sandra. You can't answer the question, can you? Why is it wrong if I don't do it? The question is, if I use this show to promote Joe Biden, which I don't do. I deal with the truth. Okay. But if I did that, what if I did that? What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it. But you got to be fair for both sides. You're on the radio, Scoot. You're not just somebody walking around talking to family or friends. You're on the radio. You're media. That's what's wrong. Okay?
Where does Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity do their shows?
What do you mean, where do they do their shows?
Where do they do their shows?
On Fox News. Okay.
What's the media outlet? One of the media outlets is they're on the radio.
Yeah.
Rush Limbaugh and Hannity on the radio. They're using their shows to promote Donald Trump. I'm
and
not using the show to promote Joe Biden. Well,
that's your doing,
if that's,
but you won't
admit it. Sandra, if that's your, well, because if that's your impression, that's fine. You know, look, I have my leanings when it comes to politics. But I'm not here to promote anybody. I'm here to talk about the news. And President Trump gives me news every day to talk about it. Yes.
Well, can I say one more thing? You're making fun of the questions to they're asking Amy. Well, what about the question to Biden about is he going to pack the House? He will not answer that, will he?
Yeah.
Number one,
if he's going to pass the House,
he's not the president. Everybody knows Pelosi's already starting Amendment 20, the 25th Amendment.
Right. Biden's going to pass the House? We said pass the House?
No, I said Pelosi's trying to pass it because the minute if Biden gets
pass
in,
the House, what does that
Biden
mean, pass the House?
Out.
What does it mean, pass the
Biden
House?
Biden will be out and Harris will be in. That's the whole
what does
plan.
That mean?
And you know
what does
that.
It mean, pass?
Okay?
What does it mean, pass?
Biden as the president. The man can't
Sandra,
even talk. And you know
if
that.
If you don't want to have a conversation, then I'll just let you finish up and I'll move on.
Well, that's fine. Let me finish my conversation. People, you fight for Biden, you're fighting for Harris to be president, you're fighting for socialism, okay?
Okay.
Everybody knows it. And
all right.
Trump better win. Goodbye, Scoot. Have a good...
All right, Sam. Oh, I'll have a great day. I mean, I'm not going to let somebody like you ruin my day. I guarantee it's not worth it. President Trump gives me material every day. He is the president of the United States. Whether this is an election year or not, on my show, I talk about what presidents talk about. This is talk radio. I have since I started in talk radio 1991, 1992? I've been talking about presidents since then. You can think you figure out exactly who I'm voting for, but don't be so sure. Trump gives me material every day. And again, there's nothing wrong with a radio talk show host using his or her show to promote a candidate. I don't feel like I'm doing that. Biden doesn't make as much noise as Trump. And as far as all the stuff that Fox News is promoting concerning Trump, I mean, concerning Hunter Biden, we're not sure about that yet. There's a lot that we're not sure about. If it were clear cut, don't you think there'd be charges? All right, keep in mind, COVID-19 continues to spread. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. I'm Scoot. We'll be coming back with more of your calls. Last caller from Covington, Sandra, is giving you a warning. She says everybody must vote for Trump, indicating that America's in serious, serious trouble if you don't vote for Trump. Well, Sandra, there are a hell of a lot of people in this part of the country and around the country that think that we're already in trouble and we're going to be in even more trouble if Trump wins. I hope you can deal with that, because this is America and people have a right to support the candidate of their choice. If you do want to join us with your comment, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. We'll continue to sprinkle in some of the winners from the Billboard Music Awards. Oh, by the way, the governor's holding a press conference at 2:00, so we'll carry that live here on WWL Radio, and I'll be back right after that to talk about what the governor said.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.